Milan spoke to me first off, and I knew that with Dave leaving, he wanted somebody to come in, you know, to keep them up, really. And he's tried to get me about four times now, Milan, over the years. So when he first rang me, I did say to him, it's pretty much impossible, Milan, when you're a Blade, to manage the Owls. You are aware of that. But I do respect him a lot. And he said, no, but it's for the best, you know, we've got to stay up. And I agree with him. I said, yeah, I know you are. We're leaving it. And I think the game on Tuesday, a great result, wasn't it, for Stuart Gray and Lee Bullen. So that gave him a little bit of leeway. And I think in the meantime, he realised the extent of the rivalry and what have you in the city, because it's just as big as your Liverpools and Manchesters and things like that. I personally were very surprised, if I'm honest, Paul. I listened to one of your programmes one night just to get the gist of it, and a lot more. I would say, you know, when I listened, it was like 60-40 again. You know, where I thought it would be 90-10, I was really surprised at some of the calls. And yes, I am a Blade and always will be. But I thought that when I looked at all the managers that were in contention, I thought that I was the best chance of staying home. That's why I said to him I'd help him, out of respect for Milan, really. And I said to him, I'll get some, you know, right stick and I'll take abuse. But I felt that I could do that job. And Sheffield's really close to me. And I know I'm a Blade, but I look at when we, you know, when I was there, when we 33,000 at the top of the Championship, United and Wednesday, and the passion and everything, and I look this at the situation at the moment for my old club and Wednesday, and it, I just felt I could contribute, because at least the city this week's been buzzing, Paul, isn't it?
Well, your name's been on everybody's lips, that's for sure. You've stirred a bit of a nest there. How serious were you? Were you deadly serious about taking this job? Because some fans have said he's only doing it for the publicity. He doesn't mean it. And added to that, fans have recalled what you've said in the past about, you know, one day you'd love to take charge of Wednesday, take them down, etc., etc.
And sign bad players.
And sign bad players, sorry, yeah, didn't mention that.
Yeah,
bit.
But in fairness, I mean, the media, the red tabloids, they can always bring that phrase up, can't they? But I was sat with Kevin Pressman at the time and a couple of other lads, good lads, at Wednesday lads that through and through. We had a right laugh. We were having a luncheon. It was charity-wise. And you said, you know, you just had a laugh and said things like that. You don't, you know, it's ridiculous how they brought that up. But it's only the same, you know, when you look at Sky and people, when they go and ask supporters, they either get them out the pub or what have you, and you know for a fact what they're going to say. What pleased me, it was the number of Wednesdayites that realised that if it was the best thing for the club, then why not? And I thought it was, and probably still do think that. But I understand that they've got to get their mind now on beating Forest. And I felt like Milan last night that you've got to put it to bed this now and let him come to the ground. Not talking about we don't want him or we do want him. We've got to talk about let's get behind Stuart Gray and Lee Bullen now and hopefully get them the jobs, really, because Stuart's a nice lad. He's a good coach. And Lee Bullen, I class him as your Chris Morgan of the club. You know, he's through and through. Great Owl. You want him in the trenches with you. And, you know, I don't see much better than that when you look around.
Was the job actually offered to you?
Well, he rang me to ask me. I mean, Milan rang me to ask me if I'd take it on board. Do with that what you think. You know, it's just the timing. Probably, if they'd have got beaten on Tuesday, I might have been there now. You just don't know in football, but it usually works out for the best. And I'm philosophical about everything like that. And just get on. It would have been difficult for me because of my connections, and you know, lose two or three games and.
Or make it the odd change here and there whilst a game's going on and conspiracy theories might
have
run and run.
Yeah, I mean, there would have
been
things like that. But that didn't bother me, that. I just wanted to try and do best for the... I had a chat, believe it or not. I had a good talk with Sylvia Dooley, Derek Dooley's wife. And she made a lot of sense as well. I won't tell you exactly what we went into, but I thought he was a great man, Derek. And I know I said to Sylvia, he'll be laughing at me now, ain't he, wherever he is. And... And it was good. I was doing it for the right reasons. I know you still get callers saying I'd want to do this, that, and the other, but I just can't wait to see both clubs at the top end of the Championship now. And And you know, like I said, 30,000 that the day that we had the charity dinner with Kevin Pressman. Mm. I think there were 33,500 or something the 2 days later for the game. And I missed that. I think, you know, everybody else is keeping having the rivalry, and it's taken someone like myself probably in the shop to get everybody going again. And I think it's great. You know, it's a great city for the rivalry.
What would you have done if you'd have got the job? Sheffield United were in the cup on Sunday, and you'd have drawn each other. That'd have been interesting.
Hey, don't let's start putting even more obstacles in my path, will
that
you?
That would have been fascinating, wouldn't it, eh?
Whatever. I mean, when you're a Blade, you're always a Blade. So that's not going to change, and it never will. I were a little bit disappointed last year, if I'm honest, that when I made it clear to one or two people that I would come back and help them out after Danny went. And then I made it clear that I would love to help Chris out in the playoffs, but... You know, not getting a phone call, I was disappointed to say.
So was,
you know,
was this a chance for you to stick the proverbial two fingers up then?
Well, it was. No, I just felt I like Milan. He's one of the few chairmen that I get on with, and I've always thought he always for me does the best thing for the club, and it was an opportunity. Once again, he asked me, and it was one of those things that I thought. I mean, I wouldn't have done it for anybody else, but I thought out of respect, the best chance of selling the club is to make sure it stops in the Championship. And to sell the club is what Milan wants to do. And to stop in the Championship, I thought I was the best person that could be, you know, that could help that. So, you know, probably only time will tell. But, it is... I realise the difficulty when you're a Blade and that. I think I'm a little bit... Although I am a Blade, you know, my family, my sister was an Owl. And so we had it in the family where it was mixed, where, you know, a lot of people, it's the life through and through. And I had that at Leeds as well. You know, some people have said that he didn't do so well at Leeds. Well, I changed all the team at Leeds. I got rid of all the rubbish and brought some really good players in. And now they've spent a bit of money, which I didn't have. They're doing really well. So I don't see that. I thought, yes, because I only wanted a year there, then I think that restricted me because, you know, the chairman weren't going to spend any money. But going back to the Wednesday thing, I would have treated it as a job. I love the woman on the programme, the lady that said she used to walk down Harry's Road with her mum and dad or her dad and right from the word go. But I'd love to have Warnock because of his enthusiasm. And I thought that was, you know, it did make me smile, and I really appreciate some of that. And it's nice, I think, you get respect from your rivals, and so you should. And at the same time, you get abused. And I think I've had more than my fair share of abuse over the years, if I'm honest, wherever I've been.
And just finally, and briefly, because time's tight here, there is a job going at Barnsley. Would that interest you?
It's a great club, Barnsley. So, but I think, you know, you've got to give Mickey Mellon a chance and see how things go at that. It's a friendly family club, and I'm sure they'll make the right decision.
Is that a no, then?
So that was a sitting on the fence.
You're not applied, though?
I haven't, though.